Just got a little limp left.
You go, girl. Amen. Let me get this.
Can you sing that song?
Good morning, church. Anybody come from a word for the Lord this morning? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We want to pray over the prayer request this morning. And first of all, we're going to do the announcements real quick. They had trouble printing out the Sunday handouts this morning, so that's the reason that you all don't have one. We need workers to help clean the church. It'll be only for an hour a month. I'm not sure who they need to see this about. Does anybody know who they need to see this about? See Miss Cheryl over there. If you have available time to come and volunteer just 1 hour a month to clean the church, and you'll be on a schedule, and so you'll know when you can come and all that good stuff. Nursing home stocking stuffers. So if you are a nursing home stocking stuffer, you need to be here Wednesday night at 6:30. Or if you want to be a nursing home stocking stuffer, be here Wednesday night at 6:30. If you want to donate money or baked goods for this ministry, you can see Miss Jody back there, and she'll be glad to take whatever you want to give. And they'll be taking them over to the nursing home at 2:30 on Sunday the 16th. And all is welcome to go with you for that. Let's see what else we got here. We're having a watch night service. I'm not sure what we're going to be watching for. No, I'm just kidding. We're having a watch night New Year's Eve service on, it'll be the last of this month. Finger foods at 5:30, a foot washing also, and if the Holy Ghost don't take over, you'll get home by 8:30, and if he does, then hallelujah. Amen. Angel Tree has angels now. Bring items by next Sunday. By next Sunday, have your items for the Angel Tree. I'm just going to read the names on this list, and then we're going to pray. The Word tells us in Ephesians, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and earth derives his name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, long, high, and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could all ask or think or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forevermore. Amen. Now to him who is able." Now to him who is able. That's who we are going to be bringing these names up to this morning. Now to him who is able. Father, we pray for those that are on this list today, God. Father, you know everyone by name. You know every hair on their head that's been numbered by you, Father God. We lift them up to you for healing today. Your word says that by your stripes they are already healed. And they begin to see themselves not as sick, but as well and whole. In your name, we send your word to them this morning, Father God. Their bodies are healed and whole. Everything lining up, God, like you have designed and created it to. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet to the inner workings of our bodies that you have created. That everything comes into line, Father, with your word. And we speak that word over them today, Father. Those that need peace today during this season, Father God. We thank you that you're the God of hope. And that you're the God that lives within them. For those that are praying for the salvation of their families today, we pray that salvation comes to that household today, God. And they be brought into the kingdom of God and know you as their personal Savior. We thank you for your love that you have for us, God. And as we more and more grasp that love, we begin to understand more of what you want to do for us. We can begin to receive that. And I pray for those, for those on their prayer requests today. And if you have a prayer request, just lift your hands this morning, someone's name. For every heart that's here today, Father, every person that's on every heart here today, God, we just lift them up to you. And we come into agreement with your word. We come into agreement with hands that are raised today, Father, that which they are requesting of you will be accomplished, Father, and it's brought to manifestation and to fruition this season and this time, Father. And we thank you. Thank you for the service today, God. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, and the church said amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, team. I had y'all leave this week prematurely. I told you, schoolboy, I ain't perfect, so y'all come on back.
Yes, sir.
The
church bulletin, pastor's message is all online.
Okay.
Hold on. Church bulletin is online. A message from Pastor Shirley is online, and as well as the other events and stuff listed that Shirley was referring to a few minutes ago. So it's at newlifeofnations.org.
You know, somebody took the time to do that. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't know that I was going to get to do this song to just a moment ago. But I like it. I'm like Nana. She's really rubbing off on me, guys. You just don't have a clue.
That's all.
Come on, schoolboy. Anybody believe in here? Please get to your feet. I know this is mom's. She stands on this song. Hallelujah. Than able you. must tell you, no matter what the devil says, no matter what anybody else does, you just keep trusting Jesus. You see, and it won't be long that God is right and the doubters are wrong. Oh, I dare you believe that miracles happen here, that mountains still move and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He is much more. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. No, don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Sister Shirley, I've been here, what, since 2000? And it never ceases to amaze me of how God moves in this place. Jesus. I've been a lot of places and seen things. And this church has the anointing like none I've ever set my foot in. And believe me, guys, this place is anointed.
Amen.
It
Amen.
Is truly anointed.
Hallelujah. You can be seated and classes can be dismissed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Just as it's raining outside prophetically, it's raining in the spirit today, and it's come and settled upon you, and it's bringing change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's been a rough year. Hot glory to God. It's just some of the stuff's been washed away today. Okay. They're taking Pastor to the hospital just so he can get some fluids where he's dehydrated. And we just send the word that he's healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And the rain of the Spirit has fallen upon them also today. Bringing a refreshing, renewing, and reviving, and restoring. Hallelujah. I believe God has a prophetic word for you today. Amen. Anybody come into agreement with that?
Amen.
His word's anointed, already settled. It's a done deal.
That's right.
And after the word today, you'll begin to be revived and begin to see yourself as the word says that you are. Amen. I have a word I want to read to you first of all, and then we're going to get into the message. Why are you cast down, O my soul? In other words, why are you depressed? Why are you discouraged? Why have you become disquieted, uneasy, or weary within? Rise up with a voice of triumph, for I, the Lord your God, shall deliver you and set you on high places. Be not fearful or dismayed, distressed or troubled. I will cause you to rise again, and your voice shall be a prophetic ring in the ears of the people who have become dismayed, discouraged, disheartened. Sound the alarm from my holy mountain. Sound loud and clear that I am the Lord your God, and will draw with cords of my love a people who have become disheartened or discouraged. So, look up. Though there may be destruction and despair, but in me you have a safe place. For I will have and will continue to have a people that will serve me with all their heart. They will cling to me, and I will deliver them in the day of trouble. Hallelujah. And they shall say, surely my God has delivered again and again and again. Woo! You better grab a hold of that, somebody. Let me read that again just in case you were thinking about what's going on after church today. And they shall say, surely my God has delivered again and again. Oh my God. And again. Somebody needs to get that. Let me read it one more time. And they shall say, who's they?
Me.
Woo! Surely my God has delivered again. Surely my God has delivered again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Surely my God has delivered again. Again. And again. And again. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't pray out of desperation, but we pray out of faith that if God said it, it'll surely be. Amen. So let hope be rekindled in you again. Let hope be rekindled in you again. And that is what I want to minister today and what I want to title the message. Let hope be rekindled again. Now, rekindled means to revive or to set a fire burning again. And how many knows that when you go through stuff in life, it kind of put a damper on the fire that's inside of you. And somebody just needs to come along to remind you that God's word is still true. And it's not over in spite of the report, in spite of what the news says, in spite of what family says or friends say. Somebody needs to tell us again that God can deliver again and again and again and again. Amen. So today we're going to be talking about faith and hope. And I believe that when you leave here today, you're going to be so on fire with hope that nobody can talk you out of it. Glory to God. That if you found it in the Word, honey, it's a done deal. It's yours. It is yours as a covenant child of God. It may not be manifested yet, but you got to see yourself not sick. You got to see yourself well. Amen. You got to see yourself prosperous. Amen. You've got to see yourself full of hope. Hallelujah. Not downhearted. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews 11:1 says in the King James Version, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the Amplified Bible reads it like this. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. I like that word title deed. Because if you got your name on a title deed, ain't nothing nobody can do about it. Amen? The title deed of the things we hope for being the proof of the things that we do not see. And the conviction of the reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Amen. We have got to put our faith out there and pull down what is in the supernatural to the natural. Because we're not moved by our senses. We're only moved by what the Word of God says, church. Amen. So we're rapidly coming to the end of this year. But I don't want to put a finalization that this is the end of something. But this is the beginning of something. Amen. That we're not nearing the end for it to be the end. This year may have appeared that things have happened in our lives that nothing that God has spoken according to the Word has happened this year. We've been through some stuff this year. And we may think we've gone through another year without seeing what God has said. As a matter of fact, it just got worse. Amen. But some are in the middle of some stuff. And the whispers of the enemy is saying, if you had just had more faith, if you just believed God a little more, then it probably would have happened, or it may have happened. And you've come discouraged, and it seems like nothing is happening as you believed it to be. And the worst feeling to have, church, is the feeling of hopelessness. Because the feeling of hopelessness brings a spirit of discouragement. And you feel like your hands are tied and there's nothing that you can do about the situation. But I've encouraged you today and I want to encourage you today that it's not been a breakdown of your faith. Amen? Your faith is not broke down. Because you've got enough word in you to move mountains. But what has happened is you've lost hope. And we're going to be talking about that more in a minute. So I've come to give you a word of encouragement and to exhort you that the promises of God and His covenant, and He will make good on them. Amen. He will make good on them. 1 Corinthians reads that all the promises of God in Jesus Christ are what? Yes, yes and amen to the glory of God. God wants His promises to be revealed through you, to be manifested in your life, not for your glory, but for His glory. Amen. For His glory. So rest assured you have faith. But we need to begin to hope again because faith and hope operate hand in hand. You can have faith, but if you don't begin to hope what you have faith for, it will never happen. Amen. So the hope I'm talking about is not the world's kind of hope, because the world's kind of hope is wishful thinking. It's might if, or it may be will. It's wishing that something could happen. That's the world's kind of hope. Amen. So hope means to desire something. Biblical hope means to desire something with confident expectation of its fulfillment. So we need to have that spirit of expectation stirred up in us again that says, yes, today could be the day, hallelujah. Began to hope again. I remember years ago, and it's always stuck in my mind, I was working with somebody, and they were a Christian, spirit-filled Christian, and they began to talk about the word hope and how a dreaded word it was, and it can be if you don't know the biblical definition of hope. But she didn't like that word hope because it sounded like a dreadful word. You know, I just hope. It is, if you don't know the biblical definition of hope. And that is based on our covenant with God that He will do what He has promised in His word. Psalms 2:13-12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Deferred means to postpone, to delay. And you know, the longer you put off hoping, the biblical kind of hope, expecting God to do what He says He will do, get the bigger picture of it, the more that discouraged you'll become. Because, yeah, I've got faith, I've got faith, I've got faith. And so we quote scriptures louder and longer. But you have faith, church, because God's given you that measure of faith. But somewhere along the line, there's been a breakdown of the hope that faith goes with, that hope goes with. You have faith because you've got the word inside of you. And all you need is one word from God. All you need is one word to God. So I like to refer hope to the bullet in the gun that continually aims at what you're having faith for and to what you're believing God for. So when that expectancy begins to rise in you, you begin to see yourself more with the promises of God than without them. So that's when hope becomes alive in you. You begin to see yourself more healed than you are sick. You begin to see yourself more prosperous than you are without or lacking. You begin to see yourself more encouraged than discouraged. And that's when hope begins to come alive within you. When you begin to see the promises of God in your life more than you can see them without them being there. Amen. So we have to say, okay, God, let's renew that hope within us. Let's rekindle that hope within us. Philippians 1:19-20 says, this is in keeping with my own eager desire and persistent expectation and hope that I shall not disgrace myself nor be put to shame in anything, but that with the utmost freedom of speech and unfailing courage, now as always, Christ the Messiah will be magnified and get the glory and praise in this body and mind and be boldly exalted in my persons. That is the glory of God. That's why God wants his promises fulfilled in our lives, so that he can get the glory. So Paul uses two different Greek words here that can be translated hope. And one of them means the happy anticipation of good. But the other one can be defined as an eager longing, a strained expectation with an outstretched head and abstraction from anything else that it might engage the attention of. It's like a child in a daycare waiting for his mama to come back. All day long, that child's got in his head, mama said she'd be back at 3 o'clock to pick me up. So when he's looking, he's looking, he's looking, he's looking, he's looking. That is what expectation does for us. We're constantly looking that it could be now. We're constantly looking. It could be now. It could be now that God says what God has promised me comes to pass. It could be right now. Hallelujah. Because now faith is. So we begin to hope and allow hope to come into our life. We begin to see what our faith is believing for. Amen. So when we think of that kind of hope is revived in you, it puts action to that faith that you have. It is no longer wishful thinking. No longer an attitude that says, today could be the day that it happens. Amen. That kind of expectation. And in the morning, get up and say, you know, today could be the day. Amen. Hallelujah, that the manifestation happens. Today could be the day that that breakthrough happens. Amen. Today could be the day that salvation comes to my child, or the deliverance comes to my child. Today could be the day. So you see that child delivered more than you can see them not delivered. That's what the hope is. And when that's combined with faith, church, it's surely to happen because you're in a covenant relationship with God. So today could be the day. Amen. So what kind of hope gets on the inside of you? Once that kind of hope gets inside of you, it doesn't matter, as the song says, what anybody else says or what anybody else does. That's when you know that hope has come alive in you. It's when you cannot be talked out of what you have seen. Amen. That's when you know that hope has come alive with you, and it's connecting with the faith that if God said it, so shall it be. Amen. That is when you know that it's come alive in your heart. So as we begin to go into this end of this year, we don't want to end it with a note of discouragement that looks back and said, nothing's happened this year. But God wants to rekindle hope within us again, that as we enter into this next year, that it's not the end or the beginning of something else. Amen. But it's just a time of expectation. Amen. The year of recovery, the year of restoration. No, it didn't happen last year, and that's okay. It's going to happen next year. So I began to hope, and I began to look into the future. Says, yes, yes, God, you said it, and it'll be like you said it. So I've learned that God's delays are only his appointment times. Amen. That his delays are not denial. David was anointed king when he was just a little boy. But look how long it took him to get to the throne. And we know that David went through some stuff before he finally got to the throne. Before the promise of what God said to him happened. It took a while. David went through some stuff. Hallelujah. So don't be discouraged today to think, well, my faith is not strong enough, or I just need to believe more. I just need to fast more, or to pray louder or longer. Church, you've got all the faith you need because the word is inside of you. So God wants you to be encouraged today to say, listen, let's hope. Let's see. Let me see as you would see. Let me see the situation as you would see it, God. And let hope be rekindled today. You know, there was a man in the Bible by the name of Bartimaeus. Now, Bartimaeus, we understand, was blind. And we find in the story of Bartimaeus that he was sitting on the side of the road begging for alms. And it was a good time to do that. And he probably wasn't the only beggar there, because they was having Passover in Jerusalem. So the beggars knew that this was a time to get monetary stuff from the people that was going to Jerusalem for the Passover. So there was probably a lot of other blind beggars sitting on the side of the road that day. So he was probably not the only one there, but he heard somebody say that Jesus was coming, that Jesus was going to be passing by. So he heard that the word was coming. So Bartimaeus, out of all those people that was probably on the road that day, the Bible focused on this one person to let us know a story that within this story. So Bartimaeus said, oh, the word's coming. Jesus is coming. He's passing by. The word is coming, church. Hallelujah. And so he began to cry out. And the people around him began to say, you need to be quiet. You need to sit down. And you know, that's the same thing with us. We get that word. There's people around us thinks we're crazy. When we start quoting, this is what I believe and this is what I say. And there's all kinds of people around to quieten you down and tell you to shut up and not be believing that stuff. But Bartimaeus, the point in his life that he said, listen, I want to see. I'm tired of being this way and being in this position. And I heard the word was passing by. So faith ignited within him. So Bartimaeus jumped up and he threw off, the Bible says, the garment that he wore. And in Bible times, the garment, blind people usually wore garments that identified them of their condition. So Bartimaeus said, listen, faith ignited within him because he heard the word was coming, amen? And so he was willing to throw off that which held him, that which identified him as a blind person. He was willing to move beyond the noise of the crowd and all those that said doubts and all those things because he needed to touch Jesus. So I began to believe hope began to rise up in him, and he began to see himself as healed instead of blind. He began to see himself see instead of seeing himself being blind for the rest of his life. So the word throw means to put something in a different circumstance, to bring somebody or something suddenly or unexpectedly into a particular state. So the moment that Bartimaeus jumped up and he connected with that word, amen, and Jesus said, who is that? Glory to God. And that's what happens to us when we begin to allow our faith and hope to ignite and we begin to see as God wants us to see. Oh, my church, he'll move heaven and hell just to get to you. Amen. And so not only did faith arise, but hope was alive. That now no matter who tried to shut him up, he was going to get his miracle. And there was another story in the Bible about the woman with the issue of blood. Levitical law says she was unclean. Not that she had sinned, but that she was unclean. But she heard Jesus was coming to town, and she said, I've got to get to the Word. I've got to get to the Word. And she too had to push through the crowd, amen, push through all the naysayers and all those that says that all this stuff isn't real anymore, that God doesn't heal and he doesn't want to prosper you and all this stuff. She had to push through all those people that were saying, you need to stay away, you need to stay away. She said, I've got to get to the Word. I've got to get to Jesus. So once that faith began to ignite in her, she pushed herself through the crowd. And she began to see herself healed instead of sick and unclean anymore. And that's what God is wanting us to know today, that no matter what anybody else does, and no matter what anybody else says, push through that, and allow hope to begin to arise within you again, to say, I see as God would have me to see. You know, when God stood out on the vast darkness of time, he had to have a whole lot of faith and a whole lot of hope to begin to speak into nothing for it to be something. The Bible says the God of hope, God lives in you. The Holy Spirit lives in you. You have hope. So rekindle that hope again and don't be discouraged that whatever you've prayed for this year is not manifested. It's just a matter of time. Amen. Let's stand. Father God, I thank you for your word today. We thank you the faith that you have given unto us has been stirred today. That hope has been rekindled in us today, Father God, to believe and to expect us suddenly today. To know, Father God, that there is nothing impossible with you, that you are able to do more than we could ask or think. And we press our way through, Father, the ones that want to stand around and say all this stuff, God. Contrary to what your word says, we lock into your word today, Father. Your word that's already a done deal. And we choose to take that and run with it. We stand up now, Lord, and we throw aside every hindrance that hinders us from running to you and touching you and you touching us. Father, I thank you for that today. Thank you for your word, Father God. Hallelujah. We cling to you, Jesus. We cling to you, Lord. And in knowing that all is well, all is well, that all is well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And church, I want you to be at peace today, knowing that our sovereign God is at work behind the scenes, rearranging situations and rearranging circumstances and even rearranging jobs and even rearranging people, just so that word that you've been believing him for can be manifested. And sometimes that's why things just go crazy when you get that word and God says, this is the way it is. And it seems like at that moment, everything goes crazy. But it's God just rearranging some situations and some circumstances and some things to make that word come to you at the appointed time. Thank you, Father, that expectation rises within us. And we see ourselves standing, Lord, and seeing ourselves as you see us, Father, according to your word. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I speak a blessing over these people today. I thank you, Father God, that your favor surrounds them. That they are blessed coming, that they are blessed going. And this is the time. I thank you for expectation rising in our hearts, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for your peace, the God of peace. Peace that lives within us, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And the church said, amen. Go be blessed this week and begin to see yourself in that which you're believing for. Hope. Let hope come alive in you.